In the 17th chapter of John, beginning at verse 15, I do not pray that ye should take them out of the world, but that ye should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So good to see everyone that's able to be out with us this morning. Again, we need to be praying for those that are unable to be here. Need to be praying for each other and as we do the work here in this community. So I want us to talk about this idea and look at the idea of sent into the world. We are someone that is a representative for someone else. When I was in the business world, sometimes I had to go to different functions to represent the company that I worked for. A representative, we understand that in other areas also. Here are some pictures of two representatives from Ohio. I think we recognize both of these, one from Urbana, one from Dayton. The idea has kind of gotten turned around backwards today, but we would have someone go to Columbus, go to Washington to represent us. God wants us, Christ wants us to represent them to the world. Now, our denominational neighbors are busy taking the word into the world. I searched for Jehovah's Witnesses. I came up with this slide. I have a friend that's a Jehovah's Witness. And we were talking one time about celebrating holidays, and someone else was talking about Christmas. And both of us said, we don't celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate the death of Christ, like the Bible teaches. And somebody asked the other person, well, why do you go around from house to house? And she mentioned this verse, Acts 5:42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So this is where they get their understanding of going from house to house teaching people. They go house to house and represent their beliefs. They aren't the only ones. Here's a picture of some Mormons that are out representing their belief, taking it to the world. How about us? Do we take the word of God and represent it to others, and do we represent it in our lives? Friends, if we don't see ourselves as a representative, we aren't going to do it. So we've got to understand that as Christians, we are as sent ones. As you sent me into the world, Father, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And in John chapter 20 and verse 21, so Jesus said to them again, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Friends, we've got to see ourselves as being sent. I just glanced in the songbook before we started, and there are so many songs that carry out this message. One of the songs, first songs that came to mind was Ring Out the Message. There's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out. You can look in the book, and I think it's listed under Mission Medley, but there are different songs talking that we sing about going out and representing Christ to the world. We've got to take that to heart. Have you ever realized that as Christians, we take the place of Christ in the world? We are to occupy his stead till he comes. We sing the song, God has no hands but our hands. He has no feet but our feet. We are taking the place of Christ. There's a lost and dying world. Who are they going to hear it from? They may hear it from someone that's not telling them the truth. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20, now then, We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. See, friends, God isn't going to speak to someone in a still small voice and say, you need to do this, you need to change your ways. He's going to speak through us, and as though God were pleading through us. And for us to be a representative for God, we've got to have a heart for God that has compassion, that cares about people, that cares about their soul. If we don't care about someone else's soul, that's saying that we don't care about our soul, because it's our duty to share the gospel with others. And we shouldn't look at it as a duty, but as a privilege. Thinking of some of those functions I went to in the business world, you know, people took pride in the company that they worked for. I worked for ABC, I worked for XYZ, I worked for this company, I worked for that company, and I am representing this company. We don't work for a company, but we work for a king. We work for a king that has a kingdom that's never going to be shaken. A kingdom whose territory is universal, a king who has a law that will stand forever, and we represent Christ to the world. As the Father sent the Son, so has the Son sent you. So God sent Jesus, Jesus sends us. He sends us in the same manner for the same purpose, to go out and teach the lost. And we need to see our true relationship to the world as sent ones. Not as ones that are the same as the world, because we've got to see ourselves as different. We've got a different purpose. We have a different outlook. We have different desires. We have different work to do. So let's look and see how the Father sent the Son. Well, Jesus was sent as one that did not belong to the world. You stop and think about this. Jesus created the world, but the world knew him not. The one that created the world. He came as the Son of God. At the baptism of Jesus, when the clouds opened up, the heavens opened, and this voice came out, "This is my beloved Son." And as the Father sent me, even so I send you. Now are we the sons of God. But Jesus was sent as one that did not belong to the world. And friends, so many times we fall into the trap of wanting to be accepted by the world. We want to feel like we belong with the world. Friends, Jesus wasn't sent for that purpose. And neither are we. Philippians 2:15, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. This world is full of darkness, and we are the lights. We were sent as lights to shine in this darkness. 1 John 3, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Think about that. He loved us so much that he wanted us to be born again, to be adopted, to be his children. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Well, Jesus was sent in love to the world. John 3:16, a very common passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send the Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So Jesus was sent in love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We have to have that love when we go out into the world, and people will see it. If they see that we love them, they are going to want to engage us and talk with us and not try to rush off. But sometimes we come across with motives other than love. Sometimes it's, well, I want to prove that I'm right and they're wrong. Friends, we've got to approach people in love. Love for the perishing constrained the Father to send the Son. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. God sent Jesus in love. He sends us in love to the world. The love of the Father still burns in the heart of the Son. Mark 16:15, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This wasn't just some command that Jesus gave his disciples. This is like his love story. He came to seek and save the lost. He came and he loved the world so much that he was willing to give his life for the world. Willing to give his life to us, to me, that didn't deserve it. And a few of his last words are, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's how much he loves everybody. But again, he's not here. But he's got representatives here. He's got you and me representing him. Does his love constrain you? Is the love of God shed abroad in your heart? Do you have the same motives for serving God as Christ had? Just think, would you work for Christ, for God? Would you be zealous in your Christian work if you received no wages or favor from man? You just went out and did the job. You think about, back up for a minute, think about a secular job, a physical job. Would you go out and work for somebody, put in 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and say, oh, you don't have to pay me. I love what I'm doing. Would we do that? But a lot of times when you talk to somebody about being a Christian, one of the first things they say is, well, what's in it for me? If I give up my time doing this, what's in it for me? If you expect me to be here, to go there, if you expect me to spend time reading my Bible, what's in it for me? Friends, we should have the heart of God, where we want to learn, we want to immerse ourselves in his word, because that's going to save us from Satan. Back to class, when Satan comes after us, if we don't have his word in our heart, we're going to step inside of the circle of that chain, and that dog is going to eat us alive. Well, Jesus was sent to reveal the character of God. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I and my Father are one. One in nature, one in likeness, one in purpose. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. So, are we the same nature as God? Are we the same likeness of God? Do we have the same purpose in our life that God has? People aren't going to understand the character of God unless they see that revealed in us. Does the world see Christ in me? Does the world see Christ in you? He that hath seen me hath seen Jesus Christ. Did Paul not mean this when he wrote, to me to live is Christ? 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. You see, we represent Christ. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. And Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The problem we face sometimes is we've been baptized, we've been crucified with Christ, we've gone down into the water, we've come up out of the water, but then we want to keep living for ourselves. And we can't do that. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. John 17, verse 8. Jesus was sent to the world, sent to declare the word of God. For I have given to them the words which you have given me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And mine and all mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are. So we are the ones that are going to declare the word of God. If we don't do it, who else is? And people will say, well, the Bible is everywhere. People can find it. They can find it online. They can find it here. They can find it there. Friends, they aren't representatives. That's information in a place. But we are representatives for God. We are the ones that is to have the word implanted in us so we can share it. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you. In 17:12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sometimes we think about being a Christian and that everything is going to be fine, everything is going to go our way. Friends, we've got to understand that Christ came to a world of darkness. He came to this place that was once perfect, but it became a battleground between good and evil. He came to show us the way. He came to be the example for us. He came to reveal God in the flesh to us so that we could understand the nature of God, and then others can see Christ living in us, and we can declare the word of God to the world. If we don't do it, who is? Is any of these other places in town going to declare the word of God? No. And I was noticing, you see so many things on social media, and I noticed an advertisement for a place that was looking for a choir director. And like all of the qualifications on there, it mentioned like about everything except anything that had to do with the Bible or the church or with worship. People's concept of religion today is just this worldly religion. So we kind of stand out, and people say, well, what do you have for us? We have everything the church is supposed to have. So we've got to start by declaring the word of God to them, showing what God wants us to do, what the Father wants us to do, so that we can be pleasing to the Father. I've given them words which thou hast given me. How faithfully did Jesus deliver the words which the Father gave to him? faithfully, exactly, whatever God wanted him to say, Christ said it. Whatever Christ said, we are to deliver those words faithfully. We don't put our spin on it. We don't put our think-so on it. Are we declaring the whole counsel of God as Jesus Christ did? See how, like the Lord, in their respect, Peter and John were? What did they say? They said, "For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard." When they were told to stop speaking about this Christ, "But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." They couldn't be silenced. Well, Jesus was also sent to give his life a ransom. Mark 10:45, "For even as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many, came not to be ministered, but to give his life." Again, when we are representatives for Christ, as my Father sent me, even so I send you. We are to give our life for others. Does that mean that we have to physically lay our life down? Not necessarily. It may be that in some cases. But what are we willing to give someone else? A lot of us aren't willing to give somebody a few minutes of our time, or to give them some help with something. Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. It's not, what can you do for me? What's in it for me? What can I do for you? Can I help you with this? Can I help you with that? That's how we are going to represent Christ here. Not serving our own needs and wants, but to serve others. Jesus was sent to give his life a ransom. Are we willing and ready as he was to yield up our lives completely for the glory of God and the Father? Well, I'd do it as much as is comfortable for me, or as I have time, but I can't just do it all the way. Well, do you think that's we're going to be accepted by the King if we don't submit to him? He was sent to give his life a ransom. He died on the cross for things that I was guilty of, for things that you were guilty of. He girded himself with the towel of lowly service. He was obedient to the point of death. Have we girded ourselves with that lowly mind which was in him? Just think what a privilege is ours to give our lives that we might minister the things of God to the weary, perishing souls around us. You know, going back to the example of representing a company, depending on the company you worked for, the vendors really wanted to come and talk to you because of what you had to offer. Or if you were some company that was down on the bottom of the list, nobody wanted to talk to them because they didn't have anything to offer. But friends, just think of us as representatives of God, as representatives of Christ. We have what everybody needs. We have things that deal with life and death, with our eternity, with our soul. Well, Jesus was also sent with power from on high. Matthew 3:16. "When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him." So the Lord anointed him with the Holy Ghost that he might preach, heal, deliver, and recover. Luke 4:18-19. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." That's quite a list. If I hadn't read that and I said, now take out a piece of paper and a pencil and write down everything you think you're supposed to do, how many of these things would we have listed? That's a job. But that is our job as Christians. That is our job as representatives. Just as those pictures of those men that I showed at the beginning that are representatives that we send to Columbus or to Washington, God has sent us into the world as representatives to set at liberty those who are oppressed. The world is oppressed by sin. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He was equipped with power from on high. He was equipped to do the work given to him. And friends, as my Father sent me, even so I send you. We are equipped with the Holy Spirit to do the work that we need to do. Not in some miraculous power, but the Holy Spirit revealed the Word. That was His role. That was His role in the Godhead. And He has given us His Word to carry out and to deliver to the world. So we are sent into the world. We're sent as ones who do not belong to the world. We are sent in love to the world. We are sent to reveal the character of God. We're sent to declare the Word of God. We are sent to give our life a ransom. We are sent equipped with power from on high. The question then becomes, are you a New Testament Christian? Friends, if we are not Christians, we have no hope. We are headed for eternal destruction. We are headed for torment, for time without end. But God loved us so much that He gave His Son that we can accept Him, be obedient to Him, and then proudly as His representatives go out and teach others what they need to do. Friends, if there's anyone here this morning that has a need in your life for prayers, to obey the gospel, if there's any way that we can assist you, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.